Jerusalem was the Jewish capital until 71 AD. But in that year, Roman armies carried out a major attack on the Jews and exiled them from the region after enormous savagery. As the period of the diaspora began for the Jews, Jerusalem and the area surrounding it were abandoned. However, following the conversion of the Roman Empire to Christianity during the reign of the Emperor Constantine, Jerusalem again became a focus of interest. Christian Romans constructed churches in Jerusalem. They lifted the prohibition on Jews settling in the region. Palestine remained Byzantine, Roman territory until the 7th century. The Persians occupied the region for a short time, but Palestine was then restored to Byzantine rule. For the injustices and oppression they suffered under Byzantine rule to come to an end, the people of Palestine waited for years, while also undergoing various forms of want and poverty. The greatest turning point in the history of Palestine came with the conquest of the region by Muslim armies in 637 AD. This conquest meant that Palestine, which for centuries had been the scene of wars, exile, plundering, and massacre, and had frequently changed hands among different faiths and again suffered new savagery, finally attained peace and security. The dominion of Islamic moral values was the beginning of an age in which the different faiths in Palestine could live together in peace. Palestine was captured by Omar, may God bless him, the second caliph. Omar's entry into Jerusalem and the tolerance, maturity, and gentleness he displayed towards the different faiths there heralded a joyous new age. In her book, Holy War, the British historian and Middle East expert Karen Armstrong describes Omar's capture of Jerusalem. The Caliph Omar entered Jerusalem mounted on a white camel, escorted by the magistrate of the city, the Greek patriarch, Sophronius. The Caliph asked to be taken immediately to the Temple Mount, and there he knelt in prayer on the spot where his friend Muhammad had made his night journey. The patriarch watched in horror. Next, Omar asked to see the Christian shrines, and while he was in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the time for Muslim prayer came round. Courteously, the patriarch invited him to pray where he was, but Omar as courteously refused. If he knelt to pray in the church, he explained, the Muslims would want to commemorate the event by erecting a mosque there, and that would mean that they would have to demolish the Holy Sepulchre. Instead, Omar went to pray at a little distance from the church, and, sure enough, directly opposite the Holy Sepulchre, there is still a small mosque dedicated to the Caliph Omar. The other great mosque of Omar was erected on the Temple Mount to mark the Muslim conquest, together with the Mosque Al-Aqsa, which commemorates Muhammad's night journey. For years, the Christians had used the site of the ruined Jewish temple as the city rubbish dump. The caliph helped his Muslims to clear the garbage with his own hands, and there Muslims raised their two shrines to establish Islam in the third most holy city in the Islamic world. The Muslims brought civilization to Jerusalem and all of Palestine. Savage and barbaric beliefs that had no respect for one another's sacred values and perpetrated massacres solely because of others' different beliefs were abandoned. The just, tolerant, and peace-loving culture of Islam now dominated the region. Following its capture by Omar, Muslims, Christians, and Jews lived in Palestine for centuries in peace and tranquility. One decree of protection issued by Omar is an excellent example of the tolerant and just conception of Islamic moral values. This decree is for the protection of all members of the local people, sick and healthy, good and wicked, of their religions, souls, property, churches, and synagogues, in the same way that churches are not to be ruined, neither are the houses, and nothing will be taken from them. None of the people will suffer the slightest harm. The elements written in this book are guaranteed by God and His Prophet, and are the responsibility of the caliphs and believers. Muslims made no attempt to force anyone to convert to Islam, although some non-Muslims who saw that Islam was the true faith turned to it of their own free will. Peace and tranquility continued in Palestine for as long as Muslims ruled the region. At the end of the 11th century, however, an invasion force entered the region from the outside and plundered the civilized lands of Palestine with a hitherto unseen barbarity and savagery. Those barbarians were the Crusaders.